Let's look at this metal element here. Find out what it's about, particularly because the fall season is the metal season. The lungs are the organ of the five yin organs that is the energetic focus for the fall. That means a number of things. It means that you're most likely to have them, the lungs, be affected by both the environment, things that go on around you like wind, like cold especially, those two in the fall, as well as colds and viruses and things that would attack that system, the lung system. Also remember, fall is a time where the environmental influence is one of dryness. And because of the sensitivity of the lungs, they are much more susceptible to dryness than they are to the other environmental factors that predominate at other times of year. That means that both the body's energetic focus is on the lungs, and that all sorts of other things also line up to focus on the lungs. What we need to do is understand as much as we can about that metal energy and the things that are intertwined with it, correlated with it, and what we need to do in order to address that as best we can. So the lungs are the yin organ. They're sort of the predominant organ of focus for fall. As you see, the large intestine also is a focal point, means different kinds of things that affect the large intestine would also be more likely to occur during the fall. Doesn't mean they can't occur other times, just more likely to have extra heat, for instance, which often is the case with large intestine, and different sorts of dryness tend to affect it. Then there's the skin. And the skin is more, think of it more as the symptomatic area where things show up. If you feel that your skin gets drier, for instance, during the season, your body is saying to you, there's an energetic imbalance there. Be aware of things like rashes, hives, eczema, different kinds of skin irritations that are much more likely to occur during this time. Shows a need for moistening and for balancing both the skin itself as well as definitely the lungs, possibly the large intestine as well. Those are things to be aware of with regard to the skin. The nose and sinuses come in interesting ways, in that allergies can be something that occurs now. Also, just being aware of the mucous membranes in your nose. And you feel them to a less extent in the sinuses, but certainly in the nose, because there also is a sign of dryness. You can notice easily dryness in the nose. Being aware, too, that dry coughs, sore throats, things that happen in the throat tend to be a symptomatic area for the lungs often. It can be other things, but often it's the lungs, especially if it shows up this time of year. And that often means heat or dryness, irritation in the lungs themselves. So the picture is one of respiration, respiratory kind of system, those kinds of factors. Also being aware that the emotional and mental aspects, the sadness or grief, and the sensitivity in general also influence the lungs dramatically. So sadness can weaken the lungs, and weak lungs make you more prone to sadness. It works both ways. Sensitivity, we can look at hypersensitivity when the lungs are imbalanced, so that not only do things like drafts, physical things, affect you and you would be more sensitive to, but emotional things you would be more sensitive to, those kinds of sensitivities. It's a broad definition of sensitivity rather than just a physical one. And then the spicy taste, which is the taste for the metal, is one that is best stayed away from during the fall. Spicy things in that category would include, on the meat level, mainly lamb and shrimp, and then anything beyond that, not too many vegetables are spicy, but there's a whole category of what we call our spices and our cooking herbs. Most of them are spicy to some extent, even basil, things like that. Peppermint, we call it peppermint because it's spicy mint. So be aware of all of that kind of group. And then, of course, there's all your peppers, which by clear definition are spicy. And any kind of alcohol is spicy. Anything that when you taste it, you taste even the slightest bit of spice will have an effect on these organs. So, for instance, people who have colitis, let's say, that's the large intestine inflammation, if they eat spicy things, immediately have much worse symptoms in their colitis. So can mean more blood, you know, but more heat, certainly. And so that's why it's very important this time of year in particular to steer clear of spicy taste. If you find yourself craving spicy, like salsas that are spicier, putting a little more spice in your dishes, just take heed, because your body is indicating an imbalance to you. So you would want to address that by staying away from the spiciness and going more towards cooling, possibly, foods, or more balance, just in general, of the five tastes, rather than so much into spicy. And that's a brief but full picture of the metal aspect as far as all the different categories go.